You are now listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast presents a conversation about music podcast. Chew! Hello everybody, this is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Jim, the YPG, and the Premier Boy Podcast. Welcome to Mr. Jim, like the podcast presents, a conversation about music podcast. Hope all is well. And yeah, this is the pilot episode of the next spinoff series that came out of Mr. Jim, like the podcast, called A Conversation About Music Podcast. And people probably wondering, what's going to be in this podcast show? Well, you know, basically, the podcast show is about anything about music. You know, me discussing my love for music, any music news, music topics, and stuff like that. We're going to have special guests that could talk about music-related topics. You know, it could be old school, it could be new school. As long as it's not about music, it could be the artist, the record label, stuff like that. We are discussing anything music. And we also will bring in unsigned artists, where we're interviewing artists. Could be underground or mainstream, and we also play two of these songs so the world can hear their music. So that's that, and hope y'all enjoy this new series. You know, like, I appreciate everybody that enjoyed the first spin-off show, the old school show, myself and the Star Riding Rod. That been getting a lot of, you know, growth, so I hope people enjoy the series as well. And I'm gonna talk about more about my love for music on this first episode, the pilot episode. And yeah, so y'all already know what to do. Sit back, relax, I'll be right back.
My name is Hazel, and you are listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, and I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. On Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, we interview many guests about their life journey, pretty much where they come from and where they at now. Also promoting their brands or whatever they're doing at the time they come on the show. We also have the host talk about personal stories about himself and everything that he's been through. And also, we have fun conversation about anything music, anything old school, relationships, wrestling, and many more. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays at 12 a.m. We are also on every Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Spin-Off Series Thursdays, where we have all of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast spin-off series all in one day, where we have a conversation about music podcasts every first Thursday at 12 a.m. The old school show with myself and the Star Riding Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m. And we have Date Night Talk podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursday at 12 a.m. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Pods, and many more. Or y'all can check it out on the official website of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com. And tune in every Sundays and Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Thank y'all for tuning in to this commercial break of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Back to your regularly scheduled program. Cheer!
What's up? This is your girl, Beauty Bella, and you are listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. And at this time, y'all already know this is Mr. Gentleman, like the Pocket Presents, a conversation about music podcast, the pilot episode. And, you know, during this time, I will be talking about my love for music and what made me want to give this show another try. It's another spin-off show, another try. So my love for music started as a kid. You know, as a kid, my parents was, you know, they were heavy on gospel. And they played this one artist heavily as a kid. You know, called the Clark Sisters. And this one song they always played was "You Brought the Sunshine Into My Life." Which turns out, in the when I found out probably like last year, that was a Stevie Wonder sample. And now as a kid, they played that a lot to the point that I would have dreams about that song, and when I woke up from my dream, that song was playing. That's how real that song was. Of course, as a kid, you know, I heard a lot of Michael Jackson, Jackson 5. You know, at one point, my parents had a Thriller album. But, you know, as a kid, I know I told a story like many times in about other episodes that, you know, as a kid, I watched the video Thriller, and then I started having nightmares and got traumatized by the video Thriller to the point that I threw the album away and threw the cassette tape of Thriller away. And ever since then, until I was 8 years old, I was traumatized by the video Thriller. Even though I was a Michael Jackson fan as a kid. Also, for my love for music, you know, my first hip-hop artist I heard as a kid was LL Cool J. You know, I Need Love, of course, I Need Love, you know, Lady Luck Cool J. And I heard that song, and I was like, yo, you know, this is how hip-hop sounds? Like, LL Cool J had a different style in hip-hop, man. It was very different, very unique, you know. Even in the 90s, it had an old school feel from when hip-hop was originally came out. You know, and LL Cool J was one of my favorite hip-hop artists, you know. And yeah, you know, LL Cool J will always be my guy, you know. And on top of that, it was another group that I loved as a kid, and nobody knew about this. But I used to love New Kid on the Block. And because as a kid in the 1990s, they had a cartoon called the New Kid on the Block cartoon where they used to go like some scenario clues. And then after every episode, they would play a music video. And based on that, I thought I'd learn more about them. And yeah, and it was a good show. It used to be on ABC Saturday mornings. It only had one season, got canceled for one season. But it was a good kind of, that's how I discovered music as a kid. But then, of course, each year, my love for music grew. Until my aunt used to drive me and my sister to school when I went to go to private school for fifth grade. And all she used to do is play a lot of old school, like Michael Jackson, Jackson 5, The OJ, Patti LaBelle, Gladys Knight and the Pimps, Stylistics, and a lot more artists. And you know, at that time, I didn't like old school like that. You know, I wasn't too much big fan of old school, the Motown days. But as I kept hearing it, as time went on, my love just grew and grew a lot more. You know, on top of that, around this time, we had artists like 112, Jagged Edge, Aaliyah, Genuine, Joe, and they were out at the moment, and they were killing the R&B scene at the moment, and yeah, music was just rising, and music was just amazing. So as times went on, by the time I got to Before I get to my story, when I got to 8th grade, as a kid, I had many dreams. You know, at one point, I wanted to be a firefighter. Then another time, I wanted to be a police officer. It seemed like every few months, my dream changed, then I wanted to be a teacher. But I know one dream that never changed, and then there's one thing that always changed, that never changed, and that was to be a radio host, and to be anything, and do anything with music. So, like, the radio host thing started as a kid, you know. Of course, I listened to a lot of radio, you know, Hot 97, WLS, Kiss FM, you know, and Radio Disney. at the care lot, you know, stuff like that. And it was this one commercial where it was like a machine where you could have a radio thing, hook it up, and you and your voice would be heard on AM radio. So when I seen that, like, oh my God, I wanted this thing so bad so I could be on the radio. And, you know, that dream just never happened. It just never happened. And, you know, as a kid, I knew that off the back, I want to be a radio host. But another thing that was stopping me, because, you know, as a kid, you get bullied a lot. I used to get bullied because of my speech, because I can't pronounce certain words right. When I talk, I stutter. And, you know, and doing people bullying me as a kid, I got discouraged and not confident in my voice and stuff, you know, and everything like that. Which, you know, on a future episode, I'll talk more about that. You know, my childhood being bullied and stuff on a future episode of my actual main show. So we're going to go to 8th grade. In 8th grade is where I wrote my first song. And the song was called Sun. S-O-N, Sun. And the song was a comedy, you know. It was a comedy song. It was really weird. The words didn't make sense. And it was just a funny comedy song. And I guess I got scared. I made people hear it. And I got really discouraged, you know, hearing that. So later, I started developing my love for poetry, and I started writing poetry. And at time, I guess later I become really good at it, you know. So times went on. I started to come with the idea where I don't want to turn my poetry into songs. And that when I started writing songs, starting from, I believe, with 10th grade. And I just started writing songs out of random. Started writing songs. And if you know, writing songs and selling cassette tape out of my locker. yeah, don't judge me. I used to sell cassette tape out of my locker in high school. So, you know, during the end of 10th grade, you know, me, you know, and my boy, you know, Rondell, a.k.a. Mr. Aaron Sands, Raymond Jeremy, a.k.a. RJB, a.k.a. DJ No Crest, and my homie Jody, we randomly show our talents. They found out writing songs. I found out that we were rapping. We started rapping, doing little some things, and a year later, we decided to start a music group, you know, based on that experience. And at the time, the music group was called Blaze of Glory. It was inspired by Cliff's song, Blaze of Glory, that was on Neptune Present the Clones, and that's how the idea for that name came. And it was a fun experience. We recorded some song together, but we never recorded it until a year later. And a year later, I recorded my first song called Meaning of Love with the bro Mally Mal on the track. And for what it was, it was an okay song for what it was at the time. And and you know, my love for music just grew even more with just writing songs. And by this time, when I was in 12th grade, I literally wrote 100 songs already. Based on this writing. And at time when we started taking serious with music. You know, I wanted to do more with the music. So 2007, we changed our name from Blaze of Glory to Blaze of Click. And we wanted to take the music a little serious. Of course, we had some distracting years. So by 2009, we went to the studio to record our first couple of songs, and we released them in 2010, which one of them was Teddy Overload. Of course, Edward played on many stations, Hot 97, Power 105, a lot of underground stations, a lot of college stations. Even performed it in front of people on shows, you know. And I was happy because, you know, I love music. And I think by then my love for music grew. But I know at one point I lost sight of music because I felt like it wasn't going anywhere. And I lost sight of it, you know. And I wanted to do radio. I do have that dream of to do radio. But I didn't know my knowledge for music had never changed, you know. And I did, by 2010, my love for old school grew a lot more. You know, listen to the Quiet Storm, listen to a lot of artists, you know, listen to the Motown days, artists that I didn't like back then, I thought I loved it now. And then later, going back to the 90s, they just, a lot of the music inspired me to, like, just do this. And, you know, and I appreciate, y'all know now, January 20, 2019, I started making the podcast. And my long dream of becoming a radio host or podcast host finally happened, you know, after all these years, you know. And to this day, my love for music continues. So what made me want to do the show? Well, first, I tried to do the show the first time around in June 2019, where I started a new show called New Music / Unsigned Hype Fridays, where on Friday I play nothing but brand new songs and play unknown artists so the middle general, like the pocket fan, could listen to and, you know more about. And it was first two episodes were received good, then it just went down here because people hated the fact that it was more music playing and no discussion. So I just scrapped the whole episode completely. And it was just many times of me just wanted to bring the show back for a very long time. I wanted to bring the show back, but just didn't know how to. Until now, I was like, you know, I finally bringing the show back. I want to do it the right way. I want to showcase my friends or people I know who got talent, who haven't got talent to show, you know, in a bigger platform. I want them to start here, you know. And that was my goal. I know a lot of music artists. I know a lot of people who got talent. And even though mainstream artists is not my favorite, the new mainstream artists is not my favorite, but I know the underground artists who deserve the opportunity. I feel like this is the platform for them, and that's why I started the A Conversation About Music podcast spinoff show, where we're gonna talk about anything about music. I could bring an artist on the show, and they talk about their journey from their beginning to the artist they are today. And even bring artists that on the mainstream circuit. I want to know their story about where they came from to where they are now. So they can inspire others who want to be an artist, you know, who want to take the opportunity to not give up and do what they love to do. Because my thing is, you know, if you have a job, make sure you love it, you know. Make sure you love what you do, you know. Make sure you just love it, you know. And I want that for everybody who listening. And just follow their dreams, because anything possible, you follow your dream. And if you keep going, you know, don't let nothing, no job or nothing, distract you from that dream. Just always remember that, y'all. Just always remember that. And I want to say thank y'all for tuning in to this, the reason why I love music, you know. It's so many reasons why I love music, man. If you really listen deep to it, it's about the emotion, about the how they feeling. You just gotta really listen. It's about the melody, the beat, the melody on that beat, the background vocal, you know. I pay attention to the aura of that. And I pay attention to that with new unsigned artists as well. I pay attention to stuff like that. And if that pop, then I'm going to represent and play on my show. And I feel like y'all deserve it. Let you all come on the show. It's open for all the guests. I want to hear your stories. That's all I really have to say, y'all. And I'll be right back.
Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman. The Gentleman Like the Podcast and the Premier Boy Podcast. And this commercial is brought to you by the Premier Boy Podcast, where four Brooklyn dudes, where we talk about anything about the culture, you know, hosted by myself, Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, Mr. Aaron Sands from King Talk with Aaron Sands, the Star Riding Ride, who is also my co-host of the Old School Show, and Long Live the Chief Molly Bell. and we talk many topics from politics, music, sex, love, relationships, and many more. And also every topic that's going on in the news right now. Many of our topics are very controversial, and the podcast show might not be for everybody because we talk about many explicit content. And yeah, so if y'all decided to check out the show, y'all be warned because y'all might need a drink or two. And yeah, because this podcast is so crazy. I'm shocked it had not got canceled yet. So if y'all looking forward to listening to the premiere of a podcast, check it out on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, many more. Each and every Wednesday at 12 a.m., you can check out the Premier Bear Podcast with myself, Mr. Aaron Sands, Star Riding Rod, and Long Live the Chief Mally Mal. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman. Have a good day and night wherever you're listening to this episode. Now back to the show. Cheer!
I just want to take the time to thank everybody for tuning into the pilot episode of The Gem Like the Pocket Presents, a conversation about music podcasts. I thank y'all. I'm looking forward to all the guests that are coming to the show real soon. You know, to get next episode, we got this artist by the name of Twin Turbo B. He came on the show. We're going to talk with him about a lot of stuff, music, and we're going to play his new single. So yeah, I look forward to that. The Gem Like the Pocket Presents, a conversation by music podcast, will be airing every first Sunday of the month at 12 a.m. Every first Sunday at 12 a.m., a conversation by music podcast. So let's give y'all the schedule for the Gem Like the Pocket going forward. Every first Sunday, we got a conversation by music podcast. Every second, third, and sometime fourth, season four of the main show, Mr. Gem Like the Podcast, is returning. So, you know. Every fourth or fifth Sunday, we got Mr. Gem Like the Pocket Presents, the Old School Show, myself, and the Star Riding Rod. Also, coming on first Sunday, during rotation, once the show is released, Date Night Talk Podcast. Once it will be, you know, back and forth once the show is released between A Conversation with News and Podcast and Date Night Talk Podcast. So both of them will be on every Sunday. Every first Sunday, it will be like back and forth release once Date Night Talk is released. Every fourth Friday of the month, the new show, the Gem Like the Podcast presents the Countdown Show, first episode of the Countdown Show, official first episode of the Countdown Show, last Friday in June, and every fourth Friday at 10 p.m. on a Friday night. Every fourth Friday at 10 p.m. And one last big announcement is the second Spotify exclusive show, Met the Gentleman Like the Podcast After Hours, coming real soon. I don't know when the release date will be yet, but just know this will be a adult oriented show, a Quiet Storm type of show. Spotify exclusive, y'all only. And we'll have guests. We're going to talk about a lot of X-rated topics and many more. Yeah, if you look forward for that Mr. Gem Like the Pocket After Hour coming real soon. And if y'all want to be a guest on Mr. Gem Like the Pocket, present the old of A Conversation by News Podcast. All artists, R&B, hip-hop, pop, reggae, part of the music business, stuff like that. Hit me up. Well, buy about yourself for everything that you do to my email, ken.ypgent@gmail.com. And send me a bio about yourself and everything that you do. And also send me your music. Of your music or your artist music. And we can set something up. Don't forget to check out the website, MrGentlemanLikeThePocket.com. MrGentlemanLikeThePocket.com. And once again, thank y'all for tuning in to this pilot episode. And see y'all in July for the official first episode of A Conversation by Music Podcast.
It's your boy Dreaded General, and you are now tuned in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.